The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined with Christopher Mahaly and Saul Ortega from Regal Rexnord. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about Gentech Evergreen Motors, and I'm so excited to talk about that.
So are we.
Absolutely.
So tell me, first of all, what in the world is an Evergreen ECM motor?
Is that me or you?
That's you.
That's me?
Yeah, right. That's you, all sir. Right.
An Evergreen motor is an ECM motor that's been designed to be a universal replacement for either other ECM motors or PFC motors, and in some cases, maybe both. So okay. It's designed to be a universal replacement of existing motors in HVAC systems, both indoor blower motors and outdoor fan motors.
Okay. So what you're telling me is it is one motor somebody can have in their truck that can virtually replace any other motor that's out there?
Depending on how many ratings there are, depending on if they're trying to replace both PSC and ECM, it could be as many as two or three motors, but it's going to be far less than the amount of motors you would need if you were trying to replace every rating of every voltage of every horsepower in both PSC and ECM.
Okay. So the big question I think everybody always gets down to, especially when you're talking about service, trying to protect customers, take good care of them. Number one, are we going to get the same performance out of the motors, or maybe there's some benefits? Or number two, what about cost?
So I'll talk about the performance and I'll let Saul talk about the cost.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Performance, that's a question I'd have to answer two ways, because okay. If I'm replacing a PSC motor, then I'm going to get similar performance, but I will get better electrical efficiency. The energy savings obviously depends on how the current motor is being used. Are they running continuous fan? Are they not running continuous fan? Are they going to run continuous fan with the new motor? Mm-hmm. Are they not going to run continuous fan? So I won't get into the how much energy savings they could see, but the ECM is roughly 80% electrically efficient, whereas a PSC motor, indoor blower motor, peak performance is around 60 to 65% efficient. So there is energy savings in moving to the Evergreen, but the majority of contractors are using that motor because they can reduce the amount of motors they stock on the truck and still get the same performance. So if they put in the same voltage, same horsepower, they've got enough speeds to choose the right airflow so that the system works exactly or close enough to the way it did before within the parameters the manufacturer sets, whether that be temperature rise or CFM needed for cooling.
Okay.
And as far as the pricing is concerned, there would be, I would put it in two categories. So if the equipment is already preset with a EC motor or with a variable speed motor, the cost will be significantly lower than what they would pull from the factory motor. Okay. Now, usually this is equipment that is out of warranty. Mm-hmm. So we want the contractor to have a solution on the truck to be able to have a solution to get that system up and running. Second, if the equipment that they're working on has a induction PSC motor, mm-hmm. then the cost does tend to be a little bit higher than that PSC motor. But to the same point, we want to reduce that inventory stocking amount of products on the truck and be able to complete that call in the same day. So if you accumulate all that cost, we're still realizing that it's less cost overall.
And if you don't mind, I'll piggyback on that and say, you know, the industry's been making that shift to products that maybe cost a little more but are more universally acceptable. Mm-hmm. You've seen that in multi-rated capacitors. You've got the circuit board manufacturers making circuit boards that'll cover spark ignition and HSI, mm-hmm. just either, you know, change a dip switch, or now they even scan it and use Bluetooth to set them up. You know, so the industry's been moving in this direction of a part that may cost a little bit more than the OEM part, but it's more versatile for the contractor so that they can have that part on the truck and get the job done that day versus having to go get the part, schedule it to come back another day, have the customer not have their heating and cooling for, you know, more than just that day.
That makes a lot of sense. So, you know, how many different Evergreen motors are there to choose from?
Well, there's a few, but it's actually a easy to understand portfolio. So we have indoor motors, indoor blower motors, and we have outdoor fan motors. In the indoor blower motor category, we've got the Evergreen IM, which replaces PSE motors, and we've got the Evergreen EM that replaces the constant torque ECM indoor blower motors. And we've got the Evergreen VS that replaces the variable speed indoor blower motors, the communicated 16-pin, 4-pin ECM motors. In the outdoor fan category, it's literally just one motor. It's the Evergreen OM that replaces the PSC outdoor fan motors. Today, there's not an aftermarket universal replacement for ECM outdoor fan motors yet.
Okay.
Yet.
But what you are telling me, though, I'm assuming then we can go clockwise, we can go counterclockwise, we can be 1/3 horsepower, we can be 1/4 horsepower, we can be 1/2 horsepower. I mean, we've got all of the different settings.
Absolutely. And time willing, we can talk about each individual product and how much versatility they have. But as an overview, one thing I'll say is, and you know, I'm a former contractor because we worked together 20 years ago
<did. laughs>
out in the trucks, you selling, me installing. You know, the challenge with making a product versatile is it also tends to make it complex. And I like to use the analogy of the Swiss Army knife. A Swiss Army knife is an amazing knife, just like the Leatherman is an amazing tool. But it takes you all to find the instrument in that tool that you need. You know, with a Swiss Army knife, you know, nope. And so it doesn't become, it's very versatile, but maybe not so user-friendly. So we try with Evergreen to balance that. You know, even if we can't make it as versatile as we want to, because we want to keep it easier. In fact, one of our phrases is ECM made easy. We want our product to be easy for the contractor to work with. If we push the bounds of simplicity to get versatility, then we consider pulling back and saying, well, maybe we won't make it that versatile, because it's going to make it more difficult for the contractor to install, i.e. they're not going to want to use it.
And Ben, if I may add on the financial side of it, or at least the cost of it, do we promote the benefit of simply stocking 3 motors on the truck, which is going to cover 80% of most service calls that you're going to be running. We also recommend stocking of some of the variable speed motor replacements, variable speed, a common term utilized. So to Chris's point, you know, you could have some of the Evergreen EM, the Evergreen VS in stock in the shop. If you run across that type of equipment, you're going to have something that you can complete that call that same day. But when we're talking about inventory, it's really about simplifying and simply having 3 motors on the truck cover the majority of service calls that you're running. And I'm going to repeat myself. Occasionally you run across a piece of equipment that has a variable speed motor that is out of warranty. You have it in your shop. You can complete the call.
So tell me a little bit about, we keep bringing up warranties and we're talking about warranties. Tell me a little bit about the warranty of the Evergreen when it's installed. What sort of coverage does a contractor get with that?
If you don't mind, Chris. Yeah. So the warranty we feel is above and beyond what the industry standard should be. A standard warranty on a motor is 1 year typically. The Gentech Evergreen line of motors has a 2-year warranty from date of installation. So it's doubled in what the most common motor is being picked up from the shelf. It also comes with a 30-month warranty from date of manufacturing. So if our contractors want to stock some of these motors in the truck, we want to make sure that they feel comfortable. They can still offer that 2-year warranty from date of installation. And even more importantly, we work on the trust system. We want to make sure that they don't have to register to any of this equipment, these parts. It's a 2-year warranty, no hassle warranty at all.
And I'm assuming they just go back to their distributor that they're working with?
Correct.
Everything can be filed right there.
Yep, Gentech Evergreen distributor, which we have throughout the country, a lot of partners that we have. It's an easy, again, no hassle warranty process. As long as they have an invoice where they show they purchased it within 2 years, there you go.
So I think we've covered a lot of this stuff, you know, as far as it, but let's talk a little bit more about these motors and everything they can do, and kind of get into some of the details of everything.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit more about the motors that they're going to stock and what they can really expect to get out of that. And I guess the other question I have, sounds great. I can have a few motors on the truck. Would I ever use this for a piece of equipment that it is in warranty still?
I appreciate you asking that. I was gonna piggyback on his comment about warranty by switching the script on that, but or I guess it's flipping the script. Mm-hmm. I'm old. I don't have those young kids phrases. But so Solid mentioned the three motors on your truck, and the three motor sort of campaign that we have has to do with three Evergreen motors replacing up to 32 ratings of PSC motors. So literally two indoor motors and one outdoor fan motor would cover 32 plus ratings of horsepower, RPM, and as you mentioned, rotation between indoor blower motors and outdoor fan motors. In the indoor side of the business, that would include 115 and 230 volt, clockwise, mm-hmm. counterclockwise. It would cover 1/4 to 1 horsepower. And all of that would be in a motor that really only has about 2 to 3 more wires than the PSC motor they're taking out. Hmm. Now, the wires are used a little bit differently. There's no capacitor on the outside of an ECM motor, so you don't have the two brown or the two purple wires. Now, I know those go to the cap. So it takes the technician maybe once or twice to follow the manual, watch our videos. We have a video for almost every one of our products so that they can just watch a quick video and say, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because out of the box, it won't be intuitive because it's very difficult to make a universal product that has only the same amount of wires and all the same wire colors as every motor that they're taking out from every OEM that's ever been used. But after they use it the first or second time, usually what I hear, and I do most of our technical support, is a technician says, you know, the first time I used it, it was a little difficult. But after that, well, this thing's really pretty easy. And that's really the hump that most technicians have to get over, is that it's not exactly the same as what was there, but it's pretty easy if you take the time to read the manual, watch the video, and understand how it works. So three motors to replace all of your PSC indoor blower, indoor blower motor, and outdoor fan. The outdoor fan motor is one motor. So one motor to replace 16 different ratings, all 230 volt, all 48 frame. But in this case, we cover the 1075 and the 825 RPM and clockwise and counterclockwise all in one motor. And that covers from 1/10 up to 1/3 horsepower now. So, and that's huge. If you think about how many ratings that is.
Sure.
I mean, even for us up in Wisconsin, we didn't replace a lot of condensing fan motors, but on our trucks, because we covered a big territory, we had 3 to 5 outdoor fan motors on our trucks. If you add up the cost of all those motors versus the one Evergreen motor, I probably reduced the cost of the inventory on my truck, but increased the power of that inventory to get the job done with the motor that's on the truck versus driving to a distributor, which is where I handed off to Saul to finish the conversation.
No, absolutely. And I will add one more thing that I will, we've talked a lot of the benefits for the contractor. What's in it for the end user? The consumer wants to get a big benefit, and some of those benefits is reduction of noise. Most people understand that a variable speed motor has that soft ramp on, soft ramp off, mm-hmm. right? So there's a big benefit right off the bat. I teach in class, it's like purchasing a brand new system without the need to purchase any unit, right? You're upgrading that system to that variable speed system. Yep. Second, efficiency, we already talked about that. And the most important one to me, when I was on the truck, is being able to finish that call that same mm-hmm. day, right? Take care of that customer, take care of that customer's needs. And then for the contractor, help reduce $0 tickets. Those $0 tickets for the contractors are very expensive, right? So we want to make sure that it becomes a win-win scenario for everyone that is involved with this, the consumer as well as the HVAC contractor.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. One more thing I'll say about that, you know, being a contractor is customers. I think a lot of HVAC contractors forget that the consumer has to take time off of work. Even if they mm-hmm. have a stay-at-home parent,
right,
they still have to take time out of their day from running the errands or taking the kids to school or whatever to be at home for that event to happen. If they have to do that another day, that's another disruption for the family. So, you know, they're obviously, this cost, like the other parts we talked about, is going to be a little higher than the right motor. But the right motor might require going to the distributor, going back to the shop, coming back another day. And if you add that on top of not getting the job done that day and having the consumer having to, you know, not having the heating or cooling that day, and then having the consumer have to disrupt another day, I think most consumers, if they had it all explained out that way, would recognize that it's worth that extra cost to get it done today as well.
Sure.
Ben, if I may add, you mentioned the warranty aspect, right? Mm-hmm. What happens when the equipment is under warranty? Unfortunately, I think everyone understands there's been a supply chain disruption, right? And we know that some contractors have chosen to use some of these motors to install the product in a temporary scenario, right? They get that constant torque or X13 motor that's still under warranty. That motor gets ordered in maybe a day, maybe a week. Sometimes it could be months before they can actually get a motor from whichever OEM we're talking about. So that allows the technician to take care of their customer, right? That customer, that consumer doesn't have to be searching around between different contractors to try to get that system that is still under warranty. So they put a piece of a product, I should say, that gets that system up and running. It's not complex. It's plug and play. Equipment is up and running. Once that OEM product that is under warranty shows up, contractor shows back in, puts the OEM warranty product in place, and now the technician can carry a loaner that they can use for the next customer, right? Sure. So it's, again, the win-win scenario. Get that system up and running, take care of the customer.
So I understand all of the benefits in going from PSC to ECM motor and what a consumer is going to get there. Are there any drawbacks with using a universal ECM motor to replace an existing ECM motor that they have?
It's a good question. I can't really think of any drawbacks.
No drawbacks that can come to mind. this is going to sound like a joke, but I've had some technicians that tell me, hey, you know, it looks different. Different color, literally. A lot of these motors are built in the exact same production plant.
It's green.
I have a say in my class. Hey, you're buying an OEM product like at an aftermarket price. What's not like to like about that?
Yeah, I think the only thing that technicians, and I don't like to use struggle because it's not a struggle, but they will. It's going to happen once or twice, right? When you're using a universal horsepower motor. So if you're going to stock a half, that's going to replace a third and a quarter, or one horsepower, that's going to replace a three quarter and a half horsepower. It's obviously going to be physically longer than the smallest rating that it's designed for. So depending on the size of the cabinet, depending on if it's a right-hand return, a left-hand return, you know, they might have a situation where the new universal motor's a little bit longer than the old motor. If they don't have room for that, then that could be a challenge for them. But that happens very infrequently, and most technicians will find a way around that.
Sure.
You know, the motor can be slid into the motor mount a little further to slide it into the blower housing to make that room. But that's probably the only thing that I can think of that, you know, occasionally a technician will say, wow, it's a lot bigger than the one I took out. Well, yeah, but there's room to slide that motor in or, you know, accommodate for that motor so that we can get the job done that day.
Sure.
If I may add the opposite part of the, when the equipment is out of warranty. So I'm going to date myself a little bit. When I was in a truck and the equipment was a candidate for a system replacement, you know, typically the consumer would want to get multiple estimates, as they should, right? Get their options, their costs, what kind of equipment they want to install in their home. That equipment is forecast to be in there at least 10 to 15, maybe 20 years. So they want to get informed. Today, because there is so much more readily available information, it could create a confusion factor, right? So a lot of these contractors that are facing that scenario, equipment is out of warranty. They can provide a solution to the end user, relieve that urgency of a broken down system, right? Systems down in the middle of summer in Phoenix could be a challenge. Middle of Houston, right? Same scenario, winter. So you get rid of that urgency, get that customer the opportunity for them to make a educated decision on what system they want, right? The contractor that shows up can provide a solution and maybe give themselves a chance to get that lead, that quote that they proposed at the beginning, without having to force anyone or have create an approach that they have to make a decision on the spot.
So communicating systems have been out for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Longer than most people probably really realize.
1987.
Do these motors work with fully communicating systems as well?
Yeah, so that would be the Evergreen VS product line.
Okay.
The VS product line was designed to replace your 16-pin, which was originally developed by General Electric and now is owned by the Regal Rexnord Corporation under the brand Gentech. And so we can replace both the 16-pin and the 4-pin communicating motors with the Evergreen VS product line. either with the motor by itself or with the motor and the user interface to allow for the conversion from the 16 pin to the new motor. And that has been a huge breakthrough in the aftermarket world. Up until 4 or 5 years ago, you were still, you know, contractors were still required to go back to the manufacturer's distributor of the part, you know, where the part came out of. If it came out of a Carrier, had to go back to Carrier. If it came out of a Goodman, had to go back to Goodman. And while, you know, the OEM wants them to come back to them, there's struggles with that. They're in every market, that distributor doesn't necessarily have a brick and mortar presence. Even if they do, that part may not be in stock.
Right.
And for the contractor, you know, us as manufacturers, right, we want one thing. We want everybody to come back to us for everything. But we have to understand the world the contractor lives in and the people they're trying to serve, the consumer, right? To have a motor that either they can stock in the shop or on their truck and be able to solve that job that day is huge, because for years, and we're talking 1987, so what, that's, I'm bad at math. That's quite a while. 30 years? It's a while that they've had to go back to the OEM. And in many cases, you know, think of the communicated motors, right?
Yep.
Typically found in your multi-stage, your variable speed, your variable drive systems. Those are your premium level systems for your contractor, for the manufacturer. That's your highest level brand. So the customer that bought the highest level brand, right? They're being told that when their system breaks down, they're going to have to wait a day, a week, a month for a part. That does not sit well.
Right.
So now the contractor has a solution that they can, again, on the truck or in the shop, get that job done that day. Even if it's in warranty, use that part as an emergency motor, get them heating or cooling that day, and then come back with that warranty motor. And I wanted to say before, you know, that conversation is more powerful than I think we even let on. You know, if it's your customer, you're not just saving face with them. You're showing them that you're dedicated to them, to their family, right? Mm-hmm. To keep their home comfortable. If it was not your customer, if it was one of your competitor's customers, you just came in and saved the day. That's a customer for life, right? either the competitor couldn't solve the problem or they didn't call them back, and you come in and say, yes, I can get you running today with this Evergreen product. And then when the warranty part comes in, we can get the job done. You've just got a customer for life. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to help the contractor do, is make it easier for them to do their job and impress the customer.
So you're talking, consumer. Both of you have talked about training classes that you guys have done. And so you're both working for Gentech. Tell me a little bit about your roles and the support that you do provide for the contractors that are out there.
I'll start if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
So
do.
As I think you may know, I'm sitting with the trainer, right?
Yep.
Christopher has trained the entire sales force for Regal. So as far as support, we have a great team in our organization that provides that in-person support. So there are two fat families, I'll call them families of teams that has provided the support. So you have the contractor engagement team that goes around the country and helps the territory sales manager from Regal and be able to provide those training events. And this could be small training events directly at the shop at the contractor, or we can do a large event at one of our partner distributors. On top of that, Christopher has put, as he mentioned earlier, a lot of YouTube videos with a lot of content, and also supported by an app. So there's even an app for that that it's out there, that we want to make sure that we make it as easy as possible for the contractor, for the technician out in the field, to make sure that they get that support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, virtually. And then during the week, you know, we'll be there in person, live, to make sure that they're supported. Technical sales, airflow training, and then obviously the master trainer that's sitting in front of me, next to me, I should say, with lots of other training that provides to our team.
I think that was a handoff.
Please.
Well, it ironically, when I started with Regal, when it was Regal Beloit before Regal Rexnord, we had just acquired the A.O. Smith or EPS division. And we went from having very few of our own sales reps to having a lot of our own sales reps, because that was their business model. And so we had all these brand new salespeople that didn't know a lot about Evergreen product line, didn't know a lot about ECM. And my role was very huge back then as far as training. So I did a lot of field training, going all over the country, helping them train their customers. But at the same time, helping them learn enough of what I teach, you know, so that they could run those classes themselves. And the funny thing is, you know, most contractors only need to know about 5% of what's in my head, which is good because the rest is a bag of cats. but you know, so our sales team, I'm very fortunate to have a sales team, and I don't like even calling them a sales team. They are product experts. They really are. They are not just the guy that's going to show up and talk to the manager at the distributor about how many units they're going to buy. They're the ones that are going to show up at that place, talk to the manager about what they need to buy, talk to the crew at the counter about what they need to know to get the right cross-reference, and then go into that classroom and do the class on the motors. And if I'm proud of anything, if I take credit for anything, it's that I helped them get to that point. Most of them didn't need much help, like Frank Granville and Saul Ortega. They both came from the field, so it was just a little bit more information about ECM, and they were off and running. But we just have an amazing team of what I call, again, product experts out in the field, that our technicians get all over the country, that the technicians can take advantage of those live classes. Now, COVID shifted my role quite a bit, right? As it did everybody's.
Yep.
In fact, I'm looking forward to the day where we stop referencing COVID as that changing point in our lives. But anyway, for now, I'm going to use it. You know, we stopped doing a lot of live classes. I wasn't doing very many live classes anyway, because our team had gotten so strong at doing them. So we shifted for me into doing videos, and it wasn't, we'd always been making videos, product videos that we would put on our website, you know, migrate them over to YouTube as well. But we started doing podcasts. We started doing LMS platform material, and our podcasts have been very well received. And then we started 2.5 years ago, we started what we call a Motor Minute.
Okay.
So everybody does a tech tip, right? It's been tech tips forever. Most of them were in print. We decided to make our tech tip a video. So it's a 1 to 3 minute short, brief piece of information. Could be about a particular product, could be about PSC motors in general, ECM in general, could be just about the theory of, you know, motors or blower wheels or whatever, but it's a very short piece of information. We release it once a month. You can go to our website, regalmmu.com. You can click on the podcast and sign up, and we'll send that out to you every month if you're interested. But that combined with the podcasts and the videos we already had, and also over COVID, we morphed all of our content into one place. So under the Regal Rex Nord umbrella is Gentech Motors, Century Motors, Fasco Motors, Morrow Motors, quite a few motors that most technicians are familiar with in the residential, light commercial HVAC industry. You may remember Fasco Facts, a piece of literature that almost every technician learned how induction motors work from.
Right.
You know, we now own that, and we have since we owned Fasco. So all of that is now in one place at that Regal MMU website. All the literature, you know, click on one tab for all the literature, click on one tab for all the videos. So we've really, and it's all free. So there's no cost to watch the podcast. There's no cost to watch the Motor Minutes. There's no cost to use our LMS content, get a certificate for yourself, even get Nate credit for that training. So we've really tried to make the training information as easy as possible. And I know I went a little long, sorry, but I do want to wrap it up with specifically for the Evergreen Motors. We decided to make a site. So you go to, actually you scan the barcode, not barcode, I'm barely dating myself. You scan the QR code.
Excuse me.
No worries. I'll make it easier for editing. I'll pause for a second. Yep. So you scan the QR code on the motor, and that will take you to a web page or in our app, the Dealer Tool Belt app, where you have a page just for Evergreen Motors. So you're working on an Evergreen that day. You touch Evergreen. You're going to open up a page where the only thing there is the manual, a video on how it installs, a little bit of information about the application to make sure you've got the right motor for the job. And if you don't, here's an application page, but only what you need while you're on that job, right? If you go to regalmmu.com, you're going to be inundated with all this information, videos, literature, podcasts. Oh my God, I only need a manual, right? If you're working on an Evergreen product, you scan that QR code on the product, you're going to be within one or two clicks of the information you need to work on that product, because we came from the field, and we kept looking at things and saying, how do we make it easier for that person in the field to to get the job done. And everybody's got their information somewhere on the internet. The task is to make it fast and easy to get to.
So tell me a little bit about the Evergreen Dealer Program.
So the contractor engagement team that that I'm fortunate enough to be part of, led by Frank Granville, is a program where we go around and create a platform for us to provide direct support to that contractor. And we start by showing them the business opportunity to have the Evergreen motor on the truck, change the approach of having all these motors in the truck. I remember in a truck having as much as 20 motors. So, you know, the business proposition, hey, let's help you reduce your inventory, complete the call the same day. Second, again, we talked about if the equipment needs a variable speed motor. So the program really revolves around making sure that you have factory support to be able to be successful with these motors on the truck and making it as simple as possible. I mean, we really want to make sure that we follow along with the name, the slogan of our products, ECM Made Easy, and we really want to keep it as easy as possible. Second, we also have a sales team that goes around the country and making sure that the counter sales team from our partner distributors are very well familiar with the product, how to cross a motor, how to provide a solution. To Chris's point, we have that QR code listed on the box of the motor. Literally, the counter salesperson can open that QR code and present that right over the counter before the contractor purchases it, if they already don't not have it on the truck. And then second, we have easy literature that the technician, the counter salesperson can have in front of them. This laminated sheet is something that most technicians do carry a clipboard. You probably remember one of the days in our truck. So you can put this in the clipboard and easily identify which motor you have in front of you by looking at the terminal block. If you need more online support, you have a QR code in the back and instructions on how to cross the motor. If I may say, that's probably been one of the hurdles that both the technician and the counter sales team have experienced is which motor do I use?
Yeah.
So we want to make it as easy for them to use a platform. Because when I do a class, an hour and a half, 2 hours, they retain, 10%
right.
of that content. So we want them, again, have something that they can utilize to say, what was that guy talking about that one time? Here it is.
Yeah, so, if you don't mind, one thing I'll piggyback on that and say, so we created this great laminated sheet. It's kind of, I call it the cheat sheet. It's like an application page. You know, find the motor you're working on by what it looks like or by its description, and then go find the Evergreen you have and then flip it over and find the actual stock number you need by horsepower, voltage, whatever. But in addition to that, especially for ECM, because ECM are a little more diverse, right? PSCs all have 3 to 5 wires on them and some capacitor wires.
Right.
ECMs have, you know, different plugs, different looks, you know, they can be quite different. So on our website, thedealertoolbox.com, and on the app, the Dealer Tool Belt, you can click on cross-reference ECM motors. So if the motor you're replacing is a Gentech or a formerly branded GE motor, you can, on that one click, you'll pull up a page and it's going to show you a picture of one of our motors with the model number circled. So you know exactly what number to put in, because there's a lot of numbers on that label and we always give the wrong one to the people that need it, right? So it shows you a picture of what number to enter. You enter that number and click enter or search, and it actually pops up and says, well, you need the Evergreen EM VS or EM or VS and the exact stock number that you need. So for the person at the counter, that's even more invaluable because they've got a computer sitting right next to them, right? So instead of having to remember, okay, which one does that ECM look like and flip it over and do all that, they can literally just go to our website, click search ECM, enter that model number, and they're going to get the exact motor. And that is a lot of confidence for that counter personnel, right? Because they don't just sit at the counter and cross-reference our motors all day. They do other work as well. You know, they've got a lot of information that they have to memorize, and this is just one way to make it easier for them to get their job done.
If I may add, one of the other pieces of literature that to me are so invaluable to carry on the truck, you got the entire catalog for the Evergreen line, but in the back, you got all the resources that will help you, including, again, we keep talking about the app a lot.
Yep.
We keep talking about how you can find online information. Christopher may talk a little bit more about that, but we have our Motor Mastery University, where the contractor, the counter salesperson can take courses. Now, these courses are short courses that can be as little as 10 minutes, as much as 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Learn everything about motors. Then, by the way, that's not only on EC motors or ECM motors or variable speed motors, however you want to utilize that acronym. It could be on any Regal branded motor in general. One of the courses that I like to promote a lot, especially at the counter level for the counter sales team, is take the cross-reference courses, because literally they're just focused on crossing motors, which is what they do.
Right.
Which is what they do. In a lot of cases, they actually get to sell our competitors' products, because they may not have mine on the shelf. But at the end of the day, they provide a solution, right? Which is the most important aspect in my mind.
A little bit of miracle on 34th Street
there. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys coming in here. This has been just a ton of great information. Do you have any final thoughts that either one of you want to share with our viewers?
I do, if you don't mind. There's one motor that we didn't really spend a lot of time on, and I think it's worth spending time on, and that's the constant torque ECM.
Okay.
So, you know, it gets overshadowed by the variable speed motor, because the variable speed's been around forever. It's been in the premium systems and all that kind of stuff. But constant torque came out in 2006, right? And that was huge for the 13 SEER. In 2006, when the industry shifted to 13 SEER, constant torque was the motor that took the place of PSC in almost all your 230 volt air handlers and package systems. So in this Houston market, you know, in all the southern markets, and even along the coastal areas where you have all electric air handlers and package systems, there's been constant torque motors in those systems since 2006 when they displaced PSC. In 2019, the FER regulation did the same thing for fossil fuel appliances. It displaced that PSC motor with constant torque. So there are areas of the U.S. that have a lot of constant torque, and there are areas of the U.S. that, what is this new motor, right?
Right.
And so we have the Evergreen EM for that product line. And again, we didn't mention it, so if you don't mind, I'm going to put it one more little plug in for that. The Evergreen EM, and I'll point it out to you. I don't know if this will make it onto the camera, but so the Evergreen EM has this 9-pin or 9-terminal standard plug. And even our competitors, more than one of our competitors, uses the same plug. So the really, I think, great thing about the EM product line is they don't just have a motor on their truck that's going to replace Gentech or formerly branded GE motors. They have a motor on their truck that's going to replace competitors' ECM motors as well, because they all use this very common 9-terminal plug. So it's a very simple motor. We like the term plug and play. You know, anytime a technician can take out a motor and have a universal product that looks exactly alike, you know, they're going, wow, this is a great day. You know, I was afraid this is going to be complicated. I even have tech support calls where the technician calls up and says, I see the old motor and the new motor look the same. What's different? What don't I know? What am I missing? No, you can literally move the wires to the same place they were, and it's going to turn on and run. Like, no. Yeah. So, you know, it's been a really great product. And in the southern markets, where constant torque's been around for a long time, it's been a lifesaver for a lot of contractors to have it either on the truck or in the shop and be able to get that job done that day. For the northern markets, or where, you know, the predominantly fossil fuel markets, it's a very new product for them, because constant torque is now just beginning to show up. You know, we're into the fourth or fifth year since the FER regulation. And unless those systems are having failures, or unless the maintenance technicians are actually looking at that motor, they may not even realize that there's a completely new technology of motor in that product line. So Evergreen EM has been very big in the southern markets, and it will do just as well for the northern markets when they have a need for it.
Well, I guess I'll throw two points, and I'll keep them as short as possible,
because I'm not abbreviating.
a lot of these new products, latest products that we've introduced, I love the term that we have, that I've heard from our team, that they are designed by technicians for technicians.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yep. I just think that it speaks loudly when we're talking to technicians. And on that note, there's someone in your market that, if you need that in-person support, will be there for you. We are really, really interested in making sure that we make it as easy as possible to get a hold of us and get that support if you can use it.
Yeah, and I guess I'll just end with one more comment since you asked. That is that tech support. So one of the roles that I picked up, especially with the Evergreen product line, is technical support. And I do 90%+ of the tech support for the entire country for Evergreen. And for anyone that knows me, I'm a modest person. I'm not bragging about myself right at this moment, but I'm bragging about our company's commitment to tech support. Not every person you talk to in tech support has field experience. Not every person you talk to in tech support even fully understands the products that they're supporting because they support a vast variety of products. I don't. I support Evergreen Motors and some other PSC motors, but primarily Evergreen Motors. So when you call tech support for an Evergreen product, you're going to get a person with 30 years of industry experience, 15 years of product experience, and then I wrote many of the manuals for these products. So, you know, when they call me up for help, we're going to get the job done. Whether that is just, hey, I couldn't figure out how to connect the motor, or I don't really understand why this motor isn't, you know, as plug and play as you say it is, and I find out they've got the wrong motor on the job, right? So we're going to get them to get that job done today with that product. That's our commitment to the technical support for the contractor. And we expanded that, as we've already talked about, with the, you know, manuals that are more visual, videos that are very easy to access, and then, again, my tech support that will finally help them get the job done should they need it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And for everybody that's out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead and like it. Also, make sure you follow us so that you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Thank you so much to both of you for coming here and joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
Look forward to see you guys here again in the future.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting us.